Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the roundup for 12 May 2026. Five headlines in robotics and physical AI led by a big pivot from OpenAI. Today, we'll trace deployment as product, boundary-free mowing, a year living with humanoids, the finance playbook for hardware, and a Korean bet on robot data infrastructure.
OpenAI's new DeployCo is striking. A majority-owned deployment arm, over $4 billion behind it, and embedded engineers from tomorrow. They're arguing that the real enterprise value is captured in the field, not in the lab. Deployment itself becomes the product.
Story 2. Boundary-free navigation for robotic mowers. This isn't just a convenience feature. RTK positioning plus AI vision and SLAM shift how you roll out fleets. No buried wires means faster installs and far easier reconfiguration.
That shift changes business models too. Instead of selling a boxed robot, vendors sell mapping, updates, and site services. Install time drops, trials scale, and customers expect repeatable, low-touch reconfiguration.
Joanna Stern's Year Inside AI is story 3, a lived test of humanoids. Her experience underscores a blunt industry lesson. Impressive demos don't equal deployable systems, especially when humans share space with robots.
For buyers, that means insisting on endurance runs, edge case logging, and clear human-in-the-loop policies. Humanoids amplify expectations for predictable behavior, serviceability, and post-sale support.
Story 4. Finance's quiet AI rollout is the blueprint for physical AI. The win wasn't flashy models, but integrations that vanish into daily workflows, monitoring, approvals, and tiny incremental gains that compound.
That blueprint is practical. Build observability, regression tests, tight change control, and gradual rollouts. Finance taught us that invisible, reliable automation beats headline accuracy in the real world.
And story 5, Korea's industrial giants backing Config signals the robot data layer moving from research curiosity to deployment critical infrastructure. Data plumbing is no longer optional.
Expect pressure for telemetry standards, secure data contracts, and enterprise integrations with MES and PLC systems. That also raises questions about vendor lock-in and who owns operational data.
Put those threads together. DeployCo's field teams, Config's data stack, boundary-free mapping, and lived humanoid trials all point the same way. Operations and data pipelines are first-class product concerns.
And the hardware-software deployment triad is concrete. Features like boundary-free mowing only succeed when maps, pipelines, and field engineers are in sync. Neglect any one leg and rollouts stall.
A quick playbook for teams. Prioritize runbooks. Invest in embedded and field engineers. Instrument everything for telemetry. And measure uptime as a product metric, not an afterthought.
Advice for buyers. Demand SLAs, portability of data, clear upgrade paths, documented failure modes, and proof of long-duration deployments, not just polished demos or pilot anecdotes.
A short note on risk. When automation disappears into workflows, it can obscure failures. Build audit trails, transparent decision logs, and safe failure behavior so operators can trust systems under stress.
Watch the money. Capital follows deployability. The $4 billion backing and Korea's industrial bets show investors are funding ops and data layers as the core value drivers, not just algorithmic novelty.
Synthesis, the competitive frontier in physical AI has shifted. Winning teams will treat deployment, data, and operational integration as core product features, not aftermarket chores.
That's our roundup. Quick, practical, and a little stern. Thanks for listening. I'm Puck.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.